Hello, welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin-Stoltore and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. This past year, we've been exploring Les Filles du Roi, going after each and every one of them, going to honor these over 700 ladies who came, and they really were the founding mothers to me of Quebec, Canada, and also North America. So let's have a look at episode number 104 and see what's in store. Before we proceed, I want to make sure to remind you to subscribe and click on that notifications alert. If you're interested in the previous videos we would have done, check out my website, haveroutsworldtravel.com, because I have links to each of those videos and also kind of a preview of what's coming up. So check that out. I would also urge you to look at my Facebook page and subscribe, because then you will know when I post new content as well. Regular viewers of the channel know that if you want more information on Les Filles du Roi, to have a look at the program, the video I produce called The Program 2.0, it's on the playlist. It's also on my website if you want to have a look. It gives you an idea of what the ladies went through. So we're doing Marie Grandet number two, okay, because the last episode we did number one. Number two was actually the request that prompted all this, was from a viewer. I have nobody else in my files with this particular ancestor. Let's find out about Marie Grandet number two and what she is all about. We don't know much about Marie Grandet number two, except for the fact that we are pretty certain that she came from the city of Rouen, which is a city on the River Seine in northern France. It's the capital of the region of Normandy, and at one time was the largest city in medieval Europe. It played a prominent role in both English and French histories from the 11th to the 15th century. Joan of Arc was tried and buried alive in 1431 in this area. Rouen is a city of cultural and educational significance, such as you really can't really find very many other cities that would rival this. So we don't know. We know she was born in 1655, possibly in Rouen, and her parents are unknown. Let's keep looking for more information. She was about 13 years of age when she came on the Nouvelle France, and she arrived on July 3rd, 1668. Given the fact we don't know any other information about her, it's highly probable she was an orphan and sent to New France for that reason. So the groom that selects her and who she selects, his name is Michel Morel de Perrizier. He was born in 1630 in Troyes. His parents are unknown. Now, Troyes is found in the region of France, now known as Grand Est. And his department, where he was born, is part of the department of Aube. So Troyes is a commune of about township, remember that, of about 62,000 people. So it's not a small little village. It's actually, Troyes is situated within the Champagne wine region, and so it's about, it's located on the Seine River, about 87 miles from Paris, so that gives you an idea. Troyes developed as early as the Roman era. Some of the most notable events in its history include the Council of Troyes, which involved the rites of the Knights of Templar, whose founder, Hugues de Payen, was born in Troyes, the Council of Troyes, the marriage of Henry V and Catherine of France. In the Middle Ages, the Champagne Fairs were held here. Sister Marguerite Bourgeois, who would play an important role in Montreal and New France, was also born here. I give you the church where he would have been baptized in, and also just the middle right is kind of what it looks like today. Totally charming, totally French. And that symbol there is the Knights of Templar that are very, very famous, and a picture of Marguerite is there. So he came from definitely, although we do not know who his parents were, we do know the kind of place that he originated from. So we do not know all the particulars of how Michel came to New France. We do know that he was confirmed in Quebec City as of 1665. So he had some time to get ready to have a wife. And Marie and Michel were married sometime in 1670. Although we don't have a marriage record, we do know that their first child was baptized at the Immaculate Conception Church at Trois-Rivières. This is a picture of the church as it looks today. I could not find a picture of what the church would have looked like at that point, but I wanted to show you the ground where they were married. So Marie and Michel would begin their family. Their son, Amador de François, was born in 1671. He would go on to marry Marie Roy and have seven children, all of whom would make it to adulthood. So remember that Michel was significantly older than Marie, but of course he was in his 40s, but he died very suddenly from what we can gather. He died sometime in 1671, and as true New France fashion, one man dies, another arrives. Who was that man? Well, we don't know very much about him, but we do know his name. His name was Claude Robillard, and he was born about 1650, so much closer to her age. His origins, though, are unknown, but we do know that he was a master butcher. So that's kind of cool. I haven't had a butcher yet. In all of the filles du roi that I've been profiling, so that's what his profession was. We do not have a marriage record for Claude and Marie, but we do know that they settled down in Champlain. So I've talked about Champlain a few times, but let's review. Champlain, Quebec, is right there. It's kind of in between Quebec City and Trois-Rivières. La paroisse Notre-Dame de la Visitation, built by Monsieur Laval, Monseigneur Laval. And so it's just really kind of an interesting flow of events. And it gives you the date. This particular one tells you 1666 was the first église, 1700, the deuxième église. 1807, then 1879. So it gives you a chronology, even the genealogy of the church. The Champlain municipality lies on the territory of the former seigneuries of Mercellet and L'Arbalecois, both granted on April 5th, 1644, and the seigneury of Champlain was granted on August 8th, 1664. The first French occupants of Champlain settled here about 1664-65. There had been a first attempt to settle, on the land granted in 1643, but the distance from other settlements and the Iroquois threat discouraged the settlement. In 1664 or 65, the first settlers began to establish the land of the Seigneurie of Champlain. The following year, in 1666, concessions were granted in the Seigneurie of Hertel and in the Seigneurie of Mercenay. Some of the first families that came from Trois-Rivières, such as the family of Antoine Desrosiers, François Chorel, and Pierre d'Andonneau. I always like to say that in case your family, that's a name that kind of rings true. Let's have a look at, by 1681, they have definitely put down roots. Claude Robillard is 31, Marie Grandet, veuve de Michel Morel. You see how they keep track of this. His wife is 10 years younger. Alphonse, their children, is Marie, and they specify that it is that she is a Robillard. And H, Claude, Adrienne, and then François Morel, he's listed as a domestique. I suspect that's Michel's, Claude's stepson, François. Trois bêtes à cornes, three goats, and 18 arpents. Voilà. That is really quite remarkable. So, don't know if he acquired this land from some of the proceeds that maybe Marie had from being the widow of, not sure. But certainly by 1681, they're doing fairly well. So they would go on to have nine children. Marie-Jeanne would marry Joseph Trottier and have nine children, all of whom would make it to adulthood. Claude would marry Angélique Césaire, and they would have five children, all of whom would make it. Diane moved to Illinois and married a Native woman. We have no further info, but this is where DNA will prove very useful. Some of you may all of a sudden link up to this family and don't know why. This could be the missing link. Louis died in infancy. Nicolas married Françoise Cécile, which was the sister of Angélique, and they would have 13 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Marie-Thérèse married Jean-Baptiste Moisan and would have two children, both of whom would make it. Joseph married Marguerite Bézina and had 10 children, six of whom would make it. Jean-Baptiste may have died young, we're not sure. Pierre married Catherine Coutu and had eight children, all of whom would make it to adulthood. So after 1681, they moved to Montreal. So let's talk a little bit about Montreal, this wonderful city that I love and was really kind of very close to my hometown. Started off as Ville Marie by the founder, Paul de Chomedy, Sieur de Maisonneuve, and was essentially a missionary center. In May of 1642 is its beginnings. The colony would not thrive, and it was on the verge of extinction when Chomedy decided to return to France to recruit 100 settlers, who would then be known as Le Grand Recrue. From this small group would evolve the Notre-Dame Congregation from Sister Marguerite Bourgeois. And when Montreal was founded, the new colonists were rapidly confronted by a fearsome enemy, the Iroquois. Unfortunately, there was no regular army on Montreal soil until 1665, when the Carignan-Salyer Regiment landed there. But in the meantime, militias capable of resisting Iroquois attacks were set up. On January 27, 1663, Chomedy de Maisonneuve created the Saint-Famille Militia to protect Ville Marie and its inhabitants. It was made up of 139 volunteer colonists divided into 20 squads. A corporal was elected by the members of each squad. The Saint-Famille Militia was headed by Zachary Dupuy, the future owner of the Fief of Verdun. I am told that this is something that Claude would have engaged in as well. So Marie would die on October 31st, 1708, at the very young age of 53, most likely a victim of the epidemic that was occurring in Montreal at that time. At her death, she and Claude were to be married an astonishing 36 years. Descendants from her two marriages in 1729 numbered 132. And she is buried in Montreal at Notre Dame. Now, Claude would remarry, would not have any children. He would actually marry another fille du roi named Françoise Guillen, but they would not have any children together. And he would in turn pass away in 1719 as well. Here are some of my top resources. We have La Société des Filles du Roi, which is a lineage society that you can join if you are a descendant of Les Filles du Roi. It's a fabulous website. I used it even before I became a member. I became a member, and now I'm the membership chairperson for them as well. Just a great resource. Even if you're not a member, check it out. Number two is a paying website, the Quebec Genealogy E-Society. Wonderful resources. They're fairly new. They're 5 or 6 years old, I believe, but just remarkable in terms of all the resources that they provide. So please check them out. We also have Nos Origines, which is a fabulous and not paying site at all. Really, really good website for just kind of working together with other people who have French Canadian lineage. Number four, Genealogie Québec is for me the ancestry of Quebec, ancestry.com of Quebec. It is a paying website, well worth every penny. Number five, Migration is a free website. You can donate, which I do, but absolutely give it a whirl. It is in French. You can use the Google Translate, I think, and kind of get more information. And then number six is a Facebook page, Filles du Roi Descendants, a really wonderful place to kind of connect with other people and see what kind of resources they might have discovered. So check that out. And so we end episode number 104, Marie Grandet number two. Really remarkable story. I mean, 13 years old, coming over, marrying a man about 25 years older than her, his death, having to get remarried, moving to different places. Just a remarkable story of endurance and survival. It's only sad that her life was cut short at 53, but oh, the gift she gave us. And so I thank the viewer for recommending this because it really was a good story. And I really enjoy getting to know Marie-Hélène number two, her perseverance, her strength, and her gift to us continue. Thank you so much. We bless your memory. And with that, I will see you on episode number 105. Until then, au revoir.